Blog Talk Radio.
BP Racing Fuels, known as the world leader in racing fuels, offering nearly 70 varieties of fuel blends. BP Racing Fuels has the highest reputation for product quality, excellent service, and technical support to assist your every need. BP Racing Fuels has a unique distribution system that can have your fuels delivered to you within a day's time. BP strives to be the next major retail gasoline brand across the U.S. For more information, email tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744. Again, that's tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744.
PRZ manufactures all of your high-performance drag suspension components. All of their products are created in-house with TIG-welded 4130 chrome moly tubing for optimum results. PRZ's aftermarket products are designed to replace all of your stock parts in stock locations. Their products are sold in various states in the U.S. and are also offered in Canada. Contact PRZ Motorsports by calling 407-933-7385 or log on to www.przmotorsports.com.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
UPR specializes in all of your performance needs, such as suspension, exhaust, and accessories, from street cars to race cars. They have competitive prices and the best products on the market. UPR offers a variety of performance car packages and special deals that anyone can afford in this tough economy. UPR is open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. To contact UPR sales team, you can call 561-588-6630 or visit them online at www.uprproducts.com.
BP Racing Fuels, known as the world leader in racing fuels, offering nearly 70 varieties of fuel blends. BP Racing Fuels has the highest reputation for product quality, excellent service, and technical support to assist your every need. BP Racing Fuels has a unique distribution system that can have your fuels delivered to you within a day's time. BP strives to be the next major retail gasoline brand across the U.S. For more information, email tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744. Again, that's tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744.
PRZ manufactures all of your high-performance drag suspension components. All of their products are created in-house with TIG-welded 4130 chrome moly tubing for optimum results. PRZ's aftermarket products are designed to replace all of your stock parts in stock locations. Their products are sold in various states in the U.S. and are also offered in Canada. Contact PRZ Motorsports by calling 407-933-7385 or log on to www.przmotorsports.com.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
UPR specializes in all of your performance needs, such as suspension, exhaust, and accessories, from street cars to race cars. They have competitive prices and the best products on the market. UPR offers a variety of performance car packages and special deals that anyone can afford in this tough economy. UPR is open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. To contact UPR sales team, you can call 561-588-6630 or visit them online at www.uprproducts.com.
Hello, everyone. You're here live with Lady A. If you desire to speak to our host tonight, please press the 1 button, and I'll get you on as quickly as possible. Our host for tonight is going to be Kimo. Kimo, how are you?
I'm all right, Lady A. How you doing today?
I'm very well. Thank you for asking. How's your weekend been?
It was great.
Good.
How are yours?
Wonderful. Thank you for asking.
Cool. I guess we can start off, Lady A, by asking everybody how was their weekend and how was the race over at, what race was that? What race was just over at the Turkey Trot?
Not sure.
Oh, man, what is his name? Bobby Wildchild. How was Bobby Wildchild's race? Can we get a report on that?
Well, let's see. He's not on right now, but let's open up some mics and see if someone was there that can tell us, okay?
Okay.
All right. We got caller 734-1753. Your mic is open. Caller 734-1753. Your mic is open.
Hello?
Yes. You on? Who are we speaking to?
What's up, Kimo? This is Bud, man. I was just calling to listen in. I ain't called in a couple weeks, man.
What's going on, Bud? How things going?
Good, man. Good. Just chilling and working, enjoying this day off.
Oh, okay. Well, Bud, you got to get that call together for next year, man. There's a lot of people watching you, got their eyes on you, see what you're going to do for next year.
Yeah. That's expected. It's in the works. We plan to be back out, you know, racing, win or lose like we was the year before last. You know, we just had a bad year last year financially, but, you know, it's coming along.
Okay. Well, good to hear from you, Bub, and stay on and see what we got going.
Oh, yeah, I'm on here. I'm just listening, man.
Okay, Bub. All
right.
All right, yeah, you can go to the next call.
58, sister.
All right, Lady A, you still with me? Hello?
Yeah, I'm still here, Kim. I don't know if she on or not.
Lady A, you still with us? Might be trying to get old Bobby Wildchild on the line. He's trying to see how his deal went over there at that Turkey Trot.
Man, Kimo, I keep rewinding that video from down there making old Sub-Zero looking good, like back in the heydays, man.
Yeah, we trying to get Zero to come on around, you know, try to get that thing figured out and get it back running, because I got some unfinished business I need to take care of. And, you know, I got a lot of people doubting me that I'm going to do anything.
What's up, Kimo?
What's going on? Who is this I'm speaking with?
What's up, Kimo? What's up, Bub? This Big Fred, baby. What's going on?
What's going on, Fred?
How was your holiday?
Man. Oh, man, you know I got it in, boy. I had a good time. Without a doubt. Beautiful. How was you guys? Y'all have a good holiday?
Yeah, we had a good holiday with Fred. I know you did a little cooking over there.
Man, you know, I got out. You know, I got them AMC homes, so I brought all my people together, and my little people that helped me out, they showed me how different things they wanted to eat, and so I cooked up and made a lot of good dishes, man. I got some good. God is good, man. They helped me in making dishes that I never thought I could, only my mama could make, but she even had to come over and say, boy, you put your foot in this. So I did pretty good. So hope my blessings keep coming for doing what I'm doing.
Okay.
Hey, look, you got to get Zero going, man, because BET be trying to go down on your ass, man. So we're going to have to go down there and take care of that with them boys for sure with Zero.
See, BET, he do that for a reason, man. See, he's a promoter / dick licker, so he's going to do that. You got to excuse him. You know what I mean?
Neighbor, talk to me, man.
What's going on, Paul?
What's going on, Rick? Man, talk to me. Bub, is Bub still on the line?
Yeah, I'm on the line. What's up, me, Bub?
Bub, what's going on, man? I heard you was picking a new motor up, man. That's the word that's on the street.
Man, ooh, you ain't heard nothing like that. Chill out, man.
Wait a minute, Bob. You done let the cat out this bag.
Bub, man,
where
you getting your new motor? Hold on, where you getting your new motor from, bub?
Hey, me, bub, come on, man. Chill out. You ain't heard that. Stop making stuff up, man.
Man, I heard you. Somebody's building you a new motor. What are you supposed to? You supposed to head to the west side to pick up a motor from who?
Oh!
Wait a minute, bub.
No,
hey,
that
wait
was
a
joke, man.
Bub, you always got everybody business out there. And you're not going to give us none of your information? You know that's not right, bub.
That was a joke, me, bub. I know what you're talking about, man. That was a joke. You see what I put after that?
Somebody called and told me that, man.
Oh, no, that was a joke, man. You see it said Bus Motorsports. Don't nobody buy no motors from them, man.
Oh, okay. That's what somebody told me, and I didn't know.
Yeah, I was just messing with old Slick over there, man.
You gotta watch yourself, man, because, you know, the boys get real offended, man.
Oh, they get offended with y'all. I could joke with them. It was a joke.
Okay. Now, you know, Bus Motorsports, they're not going to do too much more racing, but they are into contracting shit nowadays. You know, they subcontracting stuff. And that's all I'm going to
No, that was, I was just messing with
those. Hey, neighbor, I like to say happy Thanksgiving to everybody out there, and I'd like to give take my hats off to Big Fred, man, from last week, man. Yeah, you know, representing Lil Tone Show, man. Fred, man, you know, you did good, man.
Oh, well,
I appreciate that, man. I appreciate that.
Speaking of
what's
Lil
up,
Tone,
Timo?
Hold on, fellas, we're going to have a little moment of silence. Lil Tone had a little death in his family, so he can't host the show today. So, you know, I'm going to sit in for him, you know what I mean? So, you know, we all can have a little peace, a little moment of silence for a minute for Tony and his family and give our thoughts and prayers out to him, you know? All right, fellas, thanks. Anyhow, who was just calling me?
It's G-Shot, man.
What's up, G-Shot? You all right, baby?
Oh, yeah, doing good.
What's up, G?
Shoot, nothing, man. We had us a good Thanksgiving, you know, down in Louisville. We street race all day on Thanksgiving.
Well, you know what, G-Shot? I come down to Louisville one year, man. For that Kentucky Derby. Excuse my French, but I take my ass down there. Talking cash, kids. Yeah, my black ass on the road side of the road. They fucked me up for the whole weekend. I didn't see no Kentucky Derby.
Yeah, they be doing a little bit of street racing on motorcycles during Derby, too.
Yeah.
Mostly
okay.
Motorcycle.
So these guys do. We want them to take it to the track, you know, kind of convince them guys to go to the track when they hurt somebody or hurt themselves on them bikes, man.
Yeah, then we had the turkey bash at US 60 on Saturday. Some grudge racing, a couple little classes. It was a good time. You know, it was a little bit cold. We had some guys come down from Ohio and Indiana. It was a good time, you know.
Hey, G-Shot, this Big Fred. You should wind up doing that thing.
Man, Shawanda is a part. When I found a newfound power right before I went to Macon, caused the torque converter to start flashing about 7,400. And it ain't liking that. So the converter's gone to get tightened up and redone. So she's sitting on the back burner for about a week or two. I should have the converter back next week.
So if you mean to tell me if Wayne would have brought that old motor car down there to make it, he would have flashed your ass?
Yeah, he probably would have then, but if he would have done it a few weeks earlier, he'd had his hands full. If he does it in a couple weeks later, he's going to have his hands full. So.
Okay.
I ain't saying nothing. I mean, it's running about, it was about 3/10 off from where it normally is. So, you know,
found power,
got violent. No, man, I think I'm going to set it out. I was going to try to, but I think it's best for me just to set out and wait till Hattiesburg. You know, there's a couple things I'm wanting to change around on the car, and you know, Christmas and everything coming up. I'm just going to save my pennies and go to Hattiesburg. You know.
Yeah, that sounds like a good idea. Wayne might want to put some of your pennies in his pocket.
Well, he could put some in it, but he might have to wait till Hattiesburg. Because I'm not going to bring it.
Okay. No, that's what I'm saying. That sounds like a good idea, because Wayne might want to catch you over there and take some of your pennies and put them in his piggy bank.
Well, I might need some extra Christmas money if I did show up. We'll see. That goes both ways. That can go any way.
Yeah, you're right. You're right about that.
I don't think it's going to be a cakewalk either way. I don't think he's going to knock me loose, and I don't think I can knock him loose. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be a race.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, that race there, everybody kind of want to see you and Wayne been going at each other about, like, almost the whole summer. So everybody want to see that all-motor race between you and Big Wayne.
It's going to happen. I promise you, it'll happen.
Hey, Kimo, did you see over to Wanda how she shake the funky duty leg in Macon?
Yeah, I seen him get on down through that, man. I was talking shit about it, then when I seen that big motherfucker running, oh, shit. And
hey, look.
That big shot.
Hey, look, we was we was at No Limit back when Tony Bynes came up. So I see G-Shot come off the trailer, right, pull up to the line. So I said, man, look at that ugly-ass goddamn Chrysler. It wasn't running. He fired that son of a bitch up. I said, ooh, shit. He got a full-grown bitch in this motherfucker here. He got in the water, come out the water. I said, damn.
That was the very first pass ever on the car at No Limit at a business race. That was the first time I'd ever even drove it.
I got on video that motherfucker guy. I said, look at this pet damn Chrysler. He has somewhere to be, shit. It's going to be a good one. You know, Wayne hook up. That's going to be a good one.
Hey, Bar. Bar still with
me? Talk to me.
I'm just trying to get a little information on this new motor my man picking up for Bus Motorsport. Are they going to let him a motor to go in the battle?
Man, it was a joke, Kimo. It was a joke, man.
Hey. Neighbor, man, I don't know what, you know, Bub is unpredictable, man. So,
hey, Facebook the mother, man.
I don't know
what
Bub's joking or playing, man. I don't know what this man doing, man.
Kimo, you ain't even got no Facebook, man. It was on Facebook. It was a joke.
Look, I said somebody called me, man. Bub, you know, hey, Bub, you know, in the racing game, Bub, there's no secret.
Hey.
Look, I'm going to tell you something. Now, you know Bub, he's all over the place in everybody mix, so you know I'm going to have to drag that one out to see what exactly is Bub doing, because, boy, Bub be on you like a... Man, y'all doing this, y'all doing that. Well, damn, Bub, how you know all this?
Kimo, now keep it real. That was about 3-4 years ago when you came out with that black car and took the stickers off, and ain't nobody really know what it was, and I knew what it was. That's what you basing that off of.
Man, you be busy, man. Hey, I'm going to tell you like my granddaddy told me one day. Boy, you busy than a pig in mud.
Bub, we got our eye on you, Bub, man. Now, Bub, what are you trying to do, man? Is y'all coming out with the Malibu?
Yeah, we'll be out, man.
Are y'all coming out with a G-body or a Mustang?
The same red G-body.
Okay.
Kimo, I hear, I'm going to just say this, Kimo, leave it alone. I hear y'all got a G-body in y'all camp.
Yes, we do. Would anybody like to entertain it?
I don't know what the power plant and drivetrain is, but, you know, if it's, I know it's not what it was, but, you know, if it's small block, I would. But I doubt it'd be a small block.
We have two G bodies that would, you know, would love to entertain people.
Well, I only know of one. I don't know the other one.
Kimo, for the Grudge World, Kim, I know, you know, we don't say too much, but can you enlighten us a little bit about what G body is?
What G body is,
a color, Malibu, Monte Carlo, or Big Lots? Is it horse and duck? We have to go in a private room and talk.
This is nice as G body. That's all I can tell y'all.
Oh, okay.
Kimo.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. It's gonna have multiple systems.
Now, Bub, you trying to ask me this? Now, who was this asking me that?
Nah, this big Fred.
That's Fred.
I'm just
now,
saying
Fred,
this.
You trying to ask me? Is my bitch hairy? Excuse my friend. Is my bitch pussy is hairy? You know what I mean? There's some things is not to be told. Some things is to be sold, not told. Now.
I feel you.
Well, Kimo, that's a nice foundation y'all got, the one that I'm talking about. It should be dangerous in the right hand.
There you go, y'all. He is busier than a pig in mud, man. You see that? He know all about this G-body that I don't even know about.
Oh, man.
You know what I'm saying? But he don't want you to know nothing. Well, let me put it back out there. I hear you boys got a turbo car that you pursuing on buying out your camp.
Man. Now you just coming up the top of the head with stuff, man.
No. ain't you a part of the bandit camp?
Oh, no, man. It's just me and the old man, Butch Brown. That's it.
No, but y'all hang out with Banjo, man.
Oh, yeah, we hang out with him. That's my, yeah.
Yeah, so y'all
still
talking over there.
Well, if he get a turbo car, you know he going to show the time, so you don't have to worry about that.
Yeah, okay. Well, we want to know about this new motor. I know. Wait a minute,
but
man.
But listen, Kimo, I'll tell you what. You tell us about the G-Body, I'll tell you about the new motor.
I don't know nothing about G-Body, man.
Well, I don't know nothing about no new motor.
Okay, well, we can leave it at that.
All right, then.
Man, but what's up with Mr. Willie, man? Now you know, got a few guys gunning that Willie. What's going on, man?
I don't know, man. I ain't talked to Mr. Willie, man. Not about his car.
Sure, you talk to him about everybody else's car, but his car.
I was just talking to him about Sub-Zero, man, and tell him how when you go back at that crown from Beers, how I'm going to bet all my cheese on you if y'all going out the back door.
Well, I'm going to tell you something, man. Beers say he is an 8-mile racer now, so.
But Beers can't take too much of your mouth now. Now, if you ain't going to the 8, he going to go out that back door.
Well, I ain't no telling. You know, Beers is very... Beers is very unpredictable, you know. So, you know, it is what it is. But I can tell you this: if little Junior still have the same setup in,
fellas,
how we doing on this
weekend after the turkey day? It never scared Tizzy in the house.
What's up, nephew?
Big Fred, Kimo, Bud.
Hey, man, little Junior going to have the same setup, but it's only going 8 for mile, man. It's only going 8 for mile,
then you don't want to race. If you want the belt, you got to come to U.S. 41. If you don't want the belt, we can race whatever.
So and one thing you can say about B is he is the king. He's the king of stipulations.
You're damn right. I went all the way down to Macon, Georgia, and got that boy they call Motor City Jimbo. So now y'all got to play by my rules.
Hey, man. Did y'all see, y'all see what I'm saying? Biz is very unpredictable.
Hey, I big am friend. Not going to run the quarter mile no more.
Hey, Biz, you got it. Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, man, I got a call out. I'm looking for Tricky Steve with that Grand National.
Who is this? Who is
this? This is James.
Hey, James. James, that man Steve will never race again on. Steve would never race. I ain't never known Steve to race. Man, you wasting your time looking for Steve, man.
Hey, what Grand National are you speaking of? There's two national
any of
them
got.
The one he owns, man. The one he has. Ain't that what you're talking about?
It don't matter. Whatever Tricky Steve got.
I will make
man,
sure.
Man, he still beating on this chest about whooping on Jimbo, man.
You said what? Is Dez still beating on this chest about that, man?
He got the
yeah,
right.
Yeah, he is.
Okay. How you doing, sir?
Even got off. No,
he. I'm yeah, man, you know what? I ain't got to beat on my chest about beating Jimbo because Jimbo wasn't nothing. I told y'all he wasn't nothing. Y'all the one kept putting him up there like he was something. You know, posting on Facebook and all this about how he beat Petey Smallblock and all that. I was never worried about Jimbo. But I know if I'd have cut Jimbo's head off, when nobody else come. There's only one card that I raked last year that I'm gonna rake him again, but I ain't gonna be going at him real tough, and that's Wick. Wick ain't no joke, but I guarantee
you. You already, you know. Wait a minute, it's me too, cause you done cut our race from out the back door to half track, man.
Yeah, I'm not. Listen, I'm not running out the back door no more.
Yeah.
I'd rather put 200 passes on my motor than 75.
Hey.
So well, we both forced induction cars. You could put 315s on your car. You could put Willie bars on your car. I don't care about that. But we're going to go stick 60 if you want to win.
I'm going to catch up with you. I'm going to knock a few of your buddies off. And then I'm going to come on and get you.
Yeah, because when you run me, you better bring your lunch pail.
I ain't got to bring nothing. Man,
don't worry. You go bring your lunch pail.
You, man, listen, man. Junior, little Junior dead. He don't even know. That's a dead man walk. Junior dead. He just ain't laid down yet. He already know it.
Hey, man.
Okay, Biz. You won. You did your thing. Beat on your chest. That's Thanksgiving.
I ain't beat. See, the thing is,
we gonna come at that little booty next year, though.
With what? With who? In what army?
Never scared camp, man. We ain't done, man.
Oh, man.
We ain't
hey,
done,
man.
Man.
Hey,
man.
Hey,
man.
Never scared camp. Get in touch with Tricky Steve.
Hey, man. Never scared camp said something I love. They said no. They said stock suspension, no willy bars on 28s. Where the hell are they going? With a nitrous car.
Up your ass.
Where the hell are they going?
Up your ass.
You know, they had a little bit, you know, they had something to say with 29s and Willie Bars and Ladder Bar. They had a little something. But now they're shitting like me, and all the only thing they're going to be shooting is gas?
Off with their goddamn heads.
Off with their heads.
Better goddamn believe it.
Is that DJ Grant on the phone?
That's DJ.
Yes, it is.
What's up, DJ?
What's going on,
big
fellas? DJ, hey, DJ. You got to be host, man. I'm host,
so
you acknowledge me today, boy.
hey, big Fred on chemo.
Yeah.
Can anybody see if Tricky Steve want to bring his national to Florida?
Who is this? Now, who are we talking to?
Man, listen, man. Let me clarify this for you. Let me clarify you something. Let me clarify you something right here. Tricky Steve ain't going to bring his motherfucking Grand National 12th Street, which is in Detroit Street, which is in Detroit. Your crazy ass think he coming way down to Florida.
I can't wait to next year, man. I got to have that next year. Where you from? James, where you from? I'm from the North End. So why you gotta go way down there to the race track? Well,
he's not gonna race when it's hot here, man. So you wasting your motherfucking time. Tree Steve gonna sit there and bet against everybody, and that's it, man. Tree Steve ain't gonna do no racing out there like that.
Hey, look, you say you for the North End, shit. You should be able to get in touch with the quicker than I can.
Yeah. Hey, Biz, how you doing, brother?
Hey, DJ, what we gonna do, man? We gonna put something together, man. We gonna get you a condo up here, man. Somewhere off the water. I know you like water. We gonna get you a condo out here, and then I'm gonna take you over to the shop where you keep your car and your trailer. Hey, man, it's so sweet up here, man. You ain't even gotta race down there next summer, man. You just come on up here. You know what I'm saying? During the summertime. We going to get this money, man, and then I'm going to get me a condo down there. So when it get cold like this, like it is now, then I'm going to go down there and start racing. We're going to do a tag team.
Biz, I just got a text. It said DJ don't race whether – DJ ain't going to race whether he's north or south, so you wasting your motherfucking time getting a condo.
Hey, old boy.
You said you go to Florida, right?
Yeah.
That's a chemo talker, right?
Yeah.
That didn't sound like chemo.
Wait, DJ, don't kill the messenger. I'm just, the motherfucker gave me a text and said that. I mean, well, how about, look, we ain't no secrets in racing. Why don't you put whoever texts you that on blast? Maybe I go down on his ass in Florida if he planned on being. How about that?
I mean, you know, I ain't gonna jack you. Now, me and you, we ain't gonna get in no big, for the fans that don't know, me and DJ.
No, we just gonna get in free.
Down in Mississippi, the same week of Hattiesburg, but that Saturday had the bikes in the Hub City. So me and DJ get in free over at Big Clark's race,
Lena.
But we got there in Lehman, Mississippi. And for the guys up here, which Lady A is Big Clark on, so he can tell everybody about his race.
Let me check for you, just a moment.
So me and DJ, we ain't gonna do no boasting and bragging back and forth until February.
Well, I mean, I'm gonna go ahead and tell me I'm planning on right now planning on being in Florida for ball this race.
Those are my plans,
and I'm just saying anybody can go down on my ass, they won't, because I plan on.
Hey, what's going on, Big Fred, Chemo, Stunner, what's happening, brother?
What's up, Big Claw? I was just letting everybody know, you know, up this way, because a lot of guys' intentions are to come down to Hattiesburg and do some racing, but I was letting them know the bikes will be in the house of, I mean, Hub City on Saturday, and you were giving a race down there. And, you know, can you tell them about it? Just in case they want to come over and do a little plan over there. And for the guys that don't know, it's also a quarter mile track also.
Yeah, it is. It's a quarter mile track. It'd be February 9th. That's on that Saturday. That's the week Fat Tuesday start. Then we got lots of grudge racing, lots of classes going on. We're going to pay out some money. So, you know, we asking all participation, man. Come on down, and we're going to send it out for y'all northern boys and the surrounding silent guys in Mississippi, show y'all how we do it down here.
Now, Big Clark, can you let them know approximately how far is that away from Hub City?
You're looking at about an hour away, you know, depending on how you drive. About an hour away, man.
You know, we all going to leave Lena that night and head into Hattiesburg, you know, to get Fat Tuesday started also. You know, it's right there in the same neighborhood, man. You know, not far at all.
Hey, Big Clark, this is Big Fred speaking. Hey, look, now my people in Canton, so if I stay in Canton, am I in the middle of both of them?
In Canton?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're in the middle, man. Actually, if you're in Canton, Lena is closer to you than Hattiesburg.
Okay, that's near Coffee. Okay.
Right,
okay.
Right, yeah.
I got another three. They fighting on who I'm. You gonna stay with me? You gonna stay here? You close to the track? I'm like, well, look here. We ain't gonna be dragging these motherfucking trailers and shit here to there. I'm gonna park this mother in one spot. And I'm going to your race first, and then we coming to Hub City.
Okay. All right. Well, man, we gonna be right there in that line with you. You know, to my understanding. I mean, who was that trying to grab a hold of Stunner that in Lena that night? I believe it's Stunner. Who that is out of your ass, Stunner?
Yeah, me and Kimo. Me and him gonna lock our horns together, baby. You know, he got a horn, I got a horn. We got to lock the horns.
That ought to be a good one. I told, it's me and my buddy Gadget. You know, we do all our races together. So, you know, I told him, I said, man, Kimo and Stunner going to lock on, man. They don't even have to stop at the gate. Just keep on through the gate.
And you know what? Speaking of Gadget, man, I was given a message to ask him, was he trying to lock Tony in for what was he trying to lock in for, his show or Florida? Tony was telling me to ask him that. He wanted to.
Well,
Gadget,
yeah, it'll be February 9th. I think Gadget on, but might have to open his mic. But I think, yeah, matter of fact, I know it's going to be in Lena because he's not going to Florida. You know, Gadget had that big Christmas party every year, and that's around the same time.
Okay.
Hey Clark, just tell Gadget, man, to lock Tony in, man. Have somebody bring the car there. He's got to get some free money, man. Just tell him to lock it in. He ain't even got to have a driver go there. Just have somebody that's going to pull the car.
Hey, I think he want to do that, bid. Matter of fact, Gadget on. Won't you tell Lady A to open his mic? He on, so.
What you got to have a driver there, man. Just have the car show up, man.
It's 1093. Hey, man. Hey, Boogie here.
What's up, Boogie?
Hey, man, listen here. Who was that?
This your acting host, Kimo, man. You ain't even
acknowledging
God. What the fuck?
Hey, that's what I'm trying to say. I'm trying to say what's up to
everybody,
baby. Hey, okay. Kimo acting like Boogie tonight.
Yeah, what's going on? Hey, listen. Is Pretty Tony, you on the phone?
Nah, Pretty ain't on the phone today, but what can I help you with?
Oh, okay. I'm just seeing with my mellow on the phone. Yeah, what's going on, man? Who all on the mic, man? I ain't heard nobody's voice, man. What's going on?
It's actually booked. It's a lot of different people. If you haven't been calling in, it's, you got people on here from Alabama, Mississippi. Tony done went worldwide now, man.
So what you trying to tell me is Mississippi waiting on us to come down there?
Oh yeah.
Hey
man.
Okay.
Hey. Mississippi ready, brother.
Okay.
Boogie,
hey.
You know what?
Yeah.
Hey man, I got a call today, man, from some boys out of Memphis, 901 boys. They want a piece of Donye. They said they got a Mustang on 29 nitrous, no Willy bar.
Oh.
They said if Donye come with
Donye, don't even know if he coming, man. Donye up in the air on a lot of stuff,
and
I didn't like
Donye for Florida.
Hattiesburg, Florida.
Yeah, no, I'm talking about Hattiesburg.
I believe he told me he don't know if he's going to make Hattiesburg this year, too. So I don't know.
Yeah, they said he got a Mustang on 29.
Go ahead, man. Okay, Bookie, the same car that I ran when it was the South invaded the North. The one that I ran that said the South invaded the North when they came up here, when
King
all the boys
Kong,
came
man.
Up
man, they got King Kong they want to lock in with.
Yeah, with.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Somebody was calling me. Who was that, man?
I'll call you.
Okay.
Get it.
What's up, guys?
All right, y'all. Hey, I gotta hop off the phone for a minute, y'all. Hey, man, it's good talking to y'all, man.
All right.
All right,
what's
bro.
What's up,
guys? Who's trying to lock Lil Tone in?
Ain't that what you said last month?
Man, hell yeah, man. You could have locked that in and got them in here last month, 2 months ago.
Oh, really? Well, when you want to lock in that, guys?
Do what?
Where you want to lock in that?
February 9th.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. I'm sure Tony will be there.
Oh, man.
So,
you got to do is lock it up. You lock it up. You lock it up for us. You lock it up for us.
Hey, guys, I'm crying. Let's listen to my gavel now. Listen to the gavel. I'll lock it in, right? If the Bumblebee so happens not to make it, Zero will be there in his spot. Would you like to lock that up?
Say that again now.
I said, I'll lock in for the Tony, but if that Bumblebee so happens not to make it, you got an alternate sit in, which would be Sub-Zero. Would you like to, you know what I mean? Let's lock in on that. That way.
What the fuck is a Sub-Zero, man? Tell me, what is the fuck is a Sub-Zero?
It's a slow-ass turbo car.
Oh, well, you done fucked up. I don't want nothing goddamn making ice cream. I ain't fucking with nothing making ice cream.
Hold on, Gadget. Hold on, let me. I usually don't do this, Gadget.
When y'all trying to lock in, Kimo?
February 9th.
Okay. So, you want to lock in Gadget with your cop?
No. I'm trying to lock Gadget in with Lil Tony cop. But see, I'm trying to get some eyes on my money. Just in case Lil Tony cop don't be there, I know Zero is going to be in the house. So...
If the Bumblebee ain't there, then that means Tony ain't gonna be there, right? And you gonna be there with your car. Is that correct?
Either way, Tony's gonna be there. But
oh,
I'm just saying if something go wrong with Tony car, you know he's trying to make that he's going to prison.
Okay.
I mean
they got all the background noise.
It's so a whole lot of background noise.
Somebody watching my game.
Yeah,
we don't care to
not
hear that
shit.
Yeah, Gadget, that's what Biff explained it to you, exactly how I meant.
No, I don't
want
that, bro.
Okay. Yeah. Well, to be honest, Gadget, I think we got to wait till after Bradenton to lock in with Lil Tony because he's going to go down there.
All right, well, let me ask you a question. Yeah, like I said, I don't know what car y'all got. Who got that? Who got that black ass fucking Regal?
Black Regal.
Kanye.
That's the motherfucker I want.
Right there. Well, that's him.
Well, hold on. What you trying to do? Wait a minute, bitch. We do have a Regal in our top over here with. Would he like to
hey,
lock
man.
That one in?
Donnie,
oh,
man.
Something you
want
to work
out here with your cop. Yeah, straight off the man. Yeah, and farewell tonight. Lock it up.
Hey,
buy
Bill.
A hard gadget, buy a better.
With your hard gadget.
Hey, Gadget.
Hey. Bill's got to have on 29 no wheelie bars now, like you've been running now.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm going to get all that. Got to be, yeah. Got to be 29.
No
wheelie bars, none of that shit.
Okay, Gadget. I just met you. I don't know your car. How does your car sit? What do you have?
I got the slowest backhand car in the United States.
I understand.
He ain't lying.
Ask Kimo. He'll tell you. He said me
I
and Trey One got
I,
the slowest car.
I understand. Yeah, but what kind of car is that?
To you, bitch.
I'm talking about February 9th, Fat Tuesday. You say that's your livelihood,
Now, you know you finna take vacation this day. You gonna get some money to take this vacation if you're not busy, huh?
I plan on coming. It just depends on what my business be like, what we got going on. I don't have no problem with coming. I can't wait to get that remat back. You know what I'm saying? I can't wait to play the Gap Band on it.
Now, you know what, though, but nigga? Now, if you do lose, you do know you're going to be fighting from behind because you're going to shut the shop down and you're out of your motherfucking money.
If I lose to him, we're going to turn right back around and run it back. There's going to be a technicality. You can bleed that. He ain't dipping to just flat out rim me. I can tell y'all that, though. No counterweight.
Well, I'm going to tell you like this. He is somewhat of a wiggler, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? He will wiggle me.
Yeah.
So, if you lose, he might make it. You see, you done lost, so right now he making you wear that ass whooping. See, I lost to him through the quarter. He making me wear that ass whooping through the quarter. He said he's an 8 mile racer now. He done changed the whole game up.
Well, ain't nothing wrong with that. You know, hell, I wear that ass whooping until I see him again. But hey, when I see him down on that ass, I'm going. You can leave that. Me and my little boy went hunting the other day. We were in the damn tree stand. We were sitting up in there. I'm trying to teach him how to shoot. You know, shoot a deer from up in the tree. He's sitting up in there. He said, Daddy, when you going back racing? I said, well, son, we're going to Florida and do some. He said, is that guy from Chicago going to be there? I said, no, he's getting the engine freshened up. I can't wait till you get it. So my boy want me to get that egg. I got to get it.
Well, butt naked. I hope you be on your A game, so you don't want to. See, one thing about it, you know, I used to box. Man, if I was a prize fighter, ain't no way I'm having my old lady and kids come there. And I fuck around and get knocked the fuck out. See, if you get knocked out, you're going to have to hear that shit from your old lady. You wasn't doing that with
Hey, but that's the life too, you know what I'm saying? That's it. That's part of it, homie. Yep. I'll be glad when it go down, you know what I'm saying? Let him see that he really, you know, got a race to really beat him instead of breaking on a
challenge. First and foremost, but neck, he got you beat anyway. Cause all he gotta do is talk shit to you, you go pop crazy. We got you beat, man.
Nah, he ain't got me beat. He ain't got me beat.
Hey, he gonna have you. You ain't even gonna show up in Mississippi. Like, man, fuck that. That motherfucker gonna have me fight him, man. We ain't even gonna go over there.
That was my partner. I'm saying, man, they gonna get beside myself. Man, I'm about to handle that shit. They told them no more races up on their goddamn radio. I said, all right,
hey, listen, man. Listen, man. What, but nigga, DJ, y'all from Alabama, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you well, boys in Alabama. You boys in Alabama ain't got no thick skin, man. See, DJ, one thing about the first time we talked to DJ, man, that son of a bitch went plumb crazy. Called everybody cunts and everything.
You know what, man? It's hard to talk a little shit, beat on your chest a little bit, but, yeah, where I come from, I ain't used to that kind of goddamn talk. That home. Not me.
In the wrong game, kid, man. This drag racing boy.
I mean, that's a big question for me. They say you got to have thick skin, but why a man got to talk like that to another man to get a goddamn race? Where I come from, man, you know, me and K-9 ain't never did that. We'll be like, you want to do this for this amount? Can you stay in that? Yeah. All right, let's get it on. That's all
I get rid of that car.
No, we're real good at racing.
Give me a truck.
He makes you get out your element, man. But see, my element is I don't drive a car, though. You know what I'm saying?
In my
beard. I don't drive a car, so I don't think
he
do it. Make me better, a little bit more money.
Everybody.
Yeah.
Biz, where did Biz go, man? He must can't get in touch with Danye.
He ain't answering the phone, but. Yeah, you can best believe you got a locked in race as soon as I get in touch with that man. You got a locked in race.
Hey, Biz.
Yeah.
Guess
what?
Gadget said you wants it too, old Kanye. Y'all might as well have my old good buddy Leroy to come on down. Let me go on, dust them all. Let's get it over.
I
kind of believe Leroy going to be there too. Leroy been real quiet.
Yeah, I think Leroy been, he been trying to put his motor in his car.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Man, what's all that background noise?
I don't know. Somebody
got a bunch of. Hey, Lady A, can you find out who talking about the grandma and granddaughter? Let them go finish conversation with them in this fucking mic.
And I'm saying, dang, glad it wasn't, man.
You can finish that conversation off with them.
Granddaughter
that
was on leave to see, man.
I mean, they
was,
having a
full
conversation.
You got your boy up, man.
Hold on, I can't.
Always
I can't hear what you said, Kimo.
Please let him finish his conversation with his family.
Going back home, you know.
Yeah. They going back home. We gonna go and put you on, man.
Tell him. I mean, not that's, you know, not that's We find out that we got a reverse somewhere, but, you know, to my knowledge, all these years that I've been here, I ain't never seen we had no reverse. I see all we have was just four gears. So the only thing I can say, if we told not to show up, then the only thing they can do is get prepared to show out, because we definitely coming. Ain't no ifs, ands, or buts about it. The Lord don't let nothing happen to us.
Okay.
And not only are we going to show up, we coming to represent. We coming to represent what we about. See, we like to put things on equal terms, man, and things on equal terms now, so we can do what we got to do.
Well,
you know, so.
Hey, Larry.
Yes, sir.
Larry. It's Big Clark, man. What's going on, bud?
What's happening, baby boy?
Man, ain't nothing to it. I told him I ain't been messing with y'all, because I know you've been trying to, you know, Leroy been trying to get his car back going and everything, get everything worked out. But, you know, the minute he get it worked out, man, February 9th coming, we've been putting this thing off for a long time. We got to go ahead on this, let's handle that little business, man.
Yeah, well, I guess all that's going to take effect then, because I know that's what his plan is. You know, not that he didn't change, you know, but that's what his plan is, because ain't no sense us coming all the way down there, man, and come down there just to watch the race and pull a car and all that kind of stuff. We're coming to get out.
There you go. We're going to go on. Let's get this out of the way, man.
That's the way it go. That's the way it's got to go.
Yeah.
Ain't no ifs, ands, or about it. So we're going to say, may the best man win. So that means that once it's over with, that means you got to go find somebody else to mess with, because we're going to knock your head off, Big Claw.
Hey, Larry.
We're going to knock your head off, Big Claw. I'm telling you that.
Larry, listen.
You're a dead man walking, Big Claw.
You think so?
Yes, sir.
So,
yes,
sir. Larry, you saying he's walking the Green Mile right now, huh?
Hey, man.
He need to follow the Yellow Brick Road, because the Yellow Brick Road going to lead him away from us. It ain't going to lead him to us. He's going to go away.
Hey, Larry, I got one question to ask you, though.
Yes, sir.
Why are you knocking my head? What the hell you think I'm going to be doing?
Closing your eyes, saying, please don't hit me no
more. I'm glad you think that.
Yes, sir. It's going to be a good one. We coming down. Hey, man, we coming down there to Madden Fellowship. We coming down there to get out, man. We coming for no bullshit. We coming to this fellowship and get down.
Well, you know, I already know it.
Now, for all of those people that wants to find out really what's the real deal and so far and so on, when y'all see that little black hugger show up, y'all going to get entertained, man. I promise y'all get entertained. Otherwise, we can't entertain you, Big Clark. Ain't no sense of us coming way down there, man. We can stay at home and take that, go buy some groceries with that money, or take the kids to Great America or some of that nature. And we ain't serious about what we're doing. We might as well stay at the crib.
Oh, yeah. Well, one thing I know about you, Leroy, you know, y'all coming to play.
Ain't no doubt about it.
I know you come to play.
I was over there with little brother the other night. Me and him, we started getting us some exercise. We flew around and looked around, and damn Camaro was over there doing some push-ups. Shit.
Hey,
Ben. Hell, all of us exercise together.
Hey, Big Clark.
Hey, y'all. I'm going to say this, y'all. I come on the show, man, to show my support like I always do, man. And hey, man, keep on doing what y'all are doing, man. I'm going to mute my mic, and I'm going to go ahead on and sit back and let y'all get it on, because we're not ready to engage yet. And I don't want to take up all the time, because I see Bro Wick trying to lock in. Bro Wick trying to lock in with Donye. And, hell, y'all, man, we're going to lock some races in, you know. So, hey, man, God bless all y'all, man. I'm going to mute my mic, and I'm going to get right on back to what I was doing.
All right, Big Larry.
All right.
Hey, Biz, or Lady A, can you see if any hands are up in that queue?
And
is Ben still with us?
That's how I just heard Ben.
I thought I heard him too, but
maybe he stepped out for a minute.
Hey, Chemo, or Big Clark, then this Hattiesburg race, that's not a girls inky rid, is it?
No, it's Lenny. Well, Grudging support me, yeah.
Okay, that's the Lena. Lena's going to be a girl pinky ring.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. Uh-huh. Larry, you know what day it is? The big clock, can you tell everybody what day it is?
February the 9th. That's on a Saturday.
It's not going to be in Hattiesburg. It's going to be in Lehman, Mississippi.
Lena, yeah. Well, yeah, I know Larry know where it is. That's the same track they came to last time.
Yeah, to run. We're
going
to run that rack.
Yeah,
big Clark.
Hey, what's up, bud?
Man, can you get them to find a better way to get there, though?
I need
some way to find a better way there. My GPS took me all over the country trying to find the track.
Okay.
Can y'all put up like directions, the easiest directions? I'll tell you what I do.
I'm gonna put something on Grudge Inc. Website. I put it on Grudge Inc. website and all the other message boards. You know, I put like a little map and a map on there. But it's real easy to find. If Gadget on the line, he can give you direction because he's from up around that way. He'd be in that area a lot more than I did.
Yeah. I was cussing at my GPS. I thought she was lying to me.
Man, I found that you who was that asking about those directions?
D-Shot,
sometimes you got to take your GPSs and get them updated, man, because they feel how you are.
Oh,
like,
man, I got mine in 1979. It come with a bag.
Hey, G-Shot, you ain't talking about that way, G-Shot. What happens is, when you say updated, you take yours as a plug that plug into your GPS,
huh?
That plugs to the laptop,
yeah.
The computer. And when you call that certain number in, they'll put it in there. And then since they didn't change roads or change highways and everything, it'll update it. You know, because sometimes it'll send you to a dead end, you know?
Oh, yeah, I had that happen. In fact, I had that happen when we were just in Macon. Man, me and my partner, we trying to get to the track. That motherfucker put us on the dirt road, and the dirt road went to a dead end. Good thing I had a 4x4 on this damn truck. I'd be stuck right now. I had to call Bill. What the hell is this track at, man? So, yeah, you got it. Man, what did he do? Lost Bill and Lady A? Where the hell DJ go? DJ got a board, too. DJ.
I'm here, brother, but I ain't buy no board.
Ah.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
So
hey, B is still trying to get down here to get the whoop gadget.
Oh, okay. DJ, did you go over to that thing, man? Did you go over to the race?
No, I had something I had to take care of. I wasn't able to make it, man.
Oh, okay. How'd the car come?
I should be hearing something from him in the morning, no later than Tuesday. I know it should be ready. He said first part of this week, I should be able to come pick it up.
Okay. So you will be at I know you go out a lot, so we can't say you're going to be at a big clock race. Too far out for that.
Big clock race when?
February 9th.
Oh, yeah. Stunner going to be there.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to be there.
Oh, yeah. Goddamn. Stunner, me and you locked in the go.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Damn, Kimo. Kimo drunk, eh?
Y'all ain't trying to win the floor.
So he might, DJ might go over there to Florida and you know, have some difficulty over there. So you know, DJ.
So one
DJ
thing about if I do have plenty enough time to be ready. February, so I mean, hey, it is what it
is. Yeah,
I'll blow that fast enough.
I'm on kill.
Hey, Big Clark.
What's up,
man? Hey, we got Motor City Jimbo. He was lurking on the line.
He said he got the fastest small block on 28th in the world. You got somebody for him?
The Mustang we got, he ain't a small block. I mean, he's a small big block with one carburetor.
K-9
said he better
be glad he took them
29s off. I'm about to find old Motor City Rage, man.
But naked on 28? Oh, he said small block. He said small block.
Hey,
I don't
Ben,
know if David Floyd planning on coming.
What about,
hey.
No. Big Ball Fact.
They're kissing cousins.
Hold on 1 second. I'm going to send him a text to see if he can call back in. Hold on.
Okay.
But, you know what? Honestly, the car ain't even out, man. You know? Why even bother him? You know he's going to say he has to test.
Yeah, but last year he come down and tested down there. So, I don't know. Like you say, it's a new car. That car was pretty much proven. So,
right.
You know, hey, Biz, you got your board?
Huh?
You on the board?
Yeah.
Can you see if we got any hands up?
What's going on, Chemo?
Who that, Sleepy?
Yes, sir. What's going on, man?
What's happening, Governor? What's going on, Big Clock?
Just listening in to the fellas, man. Just seeing what's going on.
What's going on,
Sleep? Ain't nothing, man. I got to tune in. I got to keep my eye on you fellas. So I keep up to date on what's happening. That's all.
Oh, there it is, man.
I know Chemo on here starting trouble, so I can't miss Chemo.
Hey, Sleep. I got to be cool today. I'm sitting in for our governor, so I can't start a lot of shit today.
Hey, man, we're going to put BET on Chemo,
man. Hey, I like when them two go at it, man.
Man, BET having Sunday dinner right now. Leave that motherfucker where he at.
they almost as excited as my man Butt Naked and Mississippi Joe when they be going at it.
Boy, now they say Joe and them say they will be ready for Hattiesburg. So, you know, there's going to be some good races down in Hattiesburg. I guess Joe got to defend his home track at all costs, huh?
That's right.
2:05:06.
I guess he don't want to talk.
662-0506.
BET, your mic is open.
Oh, my God, man.
Oh, lady, I know you're talking. Okay. All right, lady.
Damn.
He hung up that quick. Sorry, lady, I'll let you do your do.
He know I was going to mute his motherfucking mic. I'm running the show today. Hey, as a motherfucker, I ain't got time for no nonsense today. Lord have mercy. Well, BC might have went to the race. We might have to ask him what's going on. Hey, lady, can you get Bobby Wildchild on the phone? See what's going on at his race. Okay. Man, I watched this video, y'all. Man, they has a motherfucking dog that should not never wear no sandals with them ugly ass toes. He should have had them toes out. Lord have mercy.
Kimo, you better not be talking about dogs. You know he's gonna come over there and get on you.
Man, he got it. One thing about Dawg, he got to sleep with a white woman, man. Ain't no black woman gonna let him get in the bed with them motherfuckers.
You wrong with that, Kimo?
Hey, Kimo, you said what that?
He's gonna rip the sheets up with the motherfucker.
You know he got his one button down. You know Lady A Gray opened up his mic. You know he's ready to come here and get on you.
Leave my main man alone, Kimo.
Hey, Kimo.
Yeah.
I got a question I want to ask you. You remember that shooter that went on 8 Mile Road down that way in Detroit?
A shooting?
Yeah, on 8 Mile Road. Monday night.
Yeah. The poll.
Yeah,
I remember that. It was a stepfather of a police officer.
Yeah, some guys came by and did a drive-by with an AK-47.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, okay, there were some of our people.
Man, sorry to hear that,
yeah.
All right, I'm back, you son of a bitch, you. You cut my damn phone off where I couldn't get on your ass.
Get him, BT. Get him, BT.
BT.
Now, what the hell you said about BT? You damn Kimo, you black gorilla.
I said, hold on now. I'm hosting the show. You better act like you got some goddamn sense today. Because I will get your mother.
You know, I'm raw and uncut. I don't give a fuck.
You ain't gonna be on this show. You ain't gonna be on this show. Watch what the fuck you say today, BET. I'm roasting this bitch. I'ma hear,
You might be hosting, but you ain't running the goddamn board, you son of a bitch. What the fuck are you doing? You lock anybody in? You ain't done shit, I know.
Hey, listen, BT, shut your motherfucking mouth. I'm fair warning you.
I heard you mention my name. Talking about I'm eat Thanksgiving dinner and shit.
You're not doing what I want you to do. Let that fool shut your motherfucking mouth. Okay?
Now I ain't gonna shut up. You son of a bitch, you. I won't lock your ass in.
BT, as soon as I get it right, man, I'm going to stop, baby. I don't want you to leave the starting line, because I'm going to have that motherfucker jacked. I'm going to hot lap that bitch. You got to get every motherfucking race I race in, motherfucker. I don't want nobody else but your ugly ass recording my races, all right?
Exactly. I'm going to get it. But the thing is you're going to race.
Yeah, I'm gonna do just as much racing as you do, man.
Well, how many lockheads you got?
Man, you know what? Why I keep arguing with you, man? They told me, man. They called my phone and told me next time a motherfucker get on there that don't got a car, don't even pay no attention. Man, hey, who else is online, man?
I represent Carl Kimo. What part that you understand, some bitch?
What car do you represent, man?
I represent Prime Time. I represent 901 Bad Boy. I represent that goddamn Little Red Riding Hood. What the fuck you want to do, Kimo? I lock your ass in.
You got a lot of cars you represent, BET.
You motherfucker right. But BET
hey,
the shit.
BET, they tell me you can't be on everybody. You can't hang out with every gang.
The thing about it is, Kimo, they got to go through me to get in the spotlight. You didn't go through me. That's why your ass are in the dark now. You got to come through BET to get in the spotlight and start shining,
boy. I
know
Gunny Picks, man. Gunny Picks way better than you, man. I fuck with
Gunny Picks. Gunny Picks in the goddamn bushes, man.
Gunny Picks ain't in no bushes, man. That man got top-notch shit, man.
That man ain't in the bushes, man. That's where your ass at, in the bushes.
He done told you he gonna have a film off with you, man, and you ain't even accept his challenge.
Okay, why we didn't lock it in then when I called his ass out?
Man, he posted up to get with you and you never got with him.
No, I called him out down there in Darlington. I told him 700 lock in 700 and for 7 days.
I'll fuck him up. Down on his ass, out going. But the only stip, was chemo. The only stip I had on him, and he was had to use the same equipment that I used. He didn't have, he couldn't use all that old high dollar shit he was using, cause I didn't have that high dollar shit.
That ain't his fault. He brought what he brought what he felt he needed to film. You gotta do something.
Well, I got what I feel I needed too. So I'm just like you. I'm only running a small block on 28. He got a goddamn, he got a big block on 31.
Oh, you got me there, BT. I can't argue with you.
Okay then.
But man,
just don't
I know
sound how like you and BT having a regular conversation, man. Let me see y'all feuding.
You said what?
Yeah,
you
know.
It don't sound like you guys having a civil conversation, man. Let me see y'all feuding.
Right.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, sleep.
Oh,
I called him, ladies and gentlemen.
Excuse me, sir. To whom may I have the pleasure of speaking to?
It's BET Live in HD.
Oh, you're the monkey. I didn't know that, man. What's going on, BET? What's going on, homeboy? You know, shit. Excuse me for just a second. You know, I'm watching Bulwark Empire. I don't feel like talking to you for too long. I'll just speak my piece and go. First of all, Lil Tony, how you doing tonight, boss?
Lil Tony ain't hosting. I'm hosting. It's T-Mark.
Chemo, what's going on? Chemo, I got work. Chemo, I got these other 100 T-shirts down here since November 5th, man. Can you have Lil Tony get in touch with me so I can get these shirts up the road to him? I didn't need an address to mail.
I have contact you tomorrow, first thing tomorrow.
Appreciate it, man, because right. I've been calling him, brother. I've been sending texts. I know he's busy with the businesses and stuff like that, but, you know, once a man, he paid for these shirts, I'd like for him to have them. But, you know, I'd like for him to get them ASAP. They've been ready for a while now.
The man's on the street, man. You got to get in touch with his boyfriend. Get in touch with his boyfriend. You get to the church right to him.
Hey, what's going on, Biz? What's happening, Biz? Hey, listen. I'm glad to hear these shows up and running, but can somebody fill me in about what BET is requesting of me?
Oh, well, let me ask you this. You said you were scared to lock in, man.
Scared to lock in on what is that? I don't have a race car.
On your filmmaking stuff.
Locking on my filmmaker stuff. BT, what is Big BT? You can't explain yourself, please.
When I was down in Dallas, you know you had Jay Barnes out holding the camera, and I locked you in for $700 for 7 days.
No, you tried to lock me in for that. Jay Barnes wasn't going.
So you
want? Go ahead.
You want to lock in? So you?
Yeah, I want to lock in.
So you would definitely
want to lock in. Yeah, I want to lock in with you. What are we locking in now?
We're locking in $700 for 7 days, video for video. You must use the same equipment that I use.
Nigga, are you fucking crazy? I must use the same equipment you use. Dummy, how do you sound?
Huh?
How do you sound? How do you sound? Nigga, I was born with a silver spoon in my mouth. Like, I'm going to snatch it out and say, I want a wooden one. But I'll tell you what I do for you. I tell you what I do for you, BET. The shit that you got, I gave you. So by 10, I'll tell you what, by 10:30 tonight, I will deactivate your program. Okay? By 10:30 tonight, I guarantee you, I will deactivate your program. Okay? Now you're going to have to go out there and spend $500 and get that program. And I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to tell you what else I'm going to do. That program that I gave you, yes, I have that program and many more. But, BET, now you go ahead and let's lock in a stack for 2 days, video for video, and I'll blow your asshole out. Now, I ain't got no race car because I can't afford it. I got one hobby that's bad enough, and that's videotape. Okay? And we can get it in.
Well, see, you got to pick. The only step that I have is you must work off a laptop. And you must work with the program that I have.
Now,
I can't compete. I can't compete. I can't rape. I can't compete
with
that.
Don't come around here begging. Y'all gentlemen have a good night. I got to treat you like poor folks. Have a good night. I ain't begging already, man. Let's sign off of that.
We can't lock money in there.
Hold on. Let me blow y'all the radio. Yeah, we can't lock money in. BET, let me explain. BET, what do you call yourself, first of all? What do you call yourself? You call yourself BET. What do you call yourself? What's your full name?
BET Live.
And what else? What else?
NHD.
First of all, BT, your videos ain't even in HD. That's number one. You don't even know how to take the footage out of your camera that records in HD and keep it HD. One, you don't read. You don't go and you don't read nothing. But I tell you what, we're going to stop right there because I'm not going to educate you on how to do this shit. You know what I'm saying? From here on out, I'll charge for everything, and that's that. Now, if you want to pay me a consultancy, I'll be more than happy to consult with you. But if not, hey, bro, get it how I got it. Get it on your muscle. You know, go stay up a few, years.
Johnny, let me stop. Please don't do that like that. We were just kidding around and stuff. I don't want you to take all his ability away from him.
Listen, I have to do this. This is something that I got to do. I've been feeling real confrontational lately. I ain't got nobody that want to come out. I feel like this. Right now, I feel like this. I'm on top of the world. I'm on top of the world right now. I'm kicking ass and taking names.
Man,
I ain't got nobody
to
ask.
You just shut BET down, man.
Hey, listen, it's like racing.
If this gets personal, we're going to stop this right now. Get some control under yourself, Kimo. You know, mute your mic. If it's funny game, let's talk some trash to keep it 100. But if this got some undertone, underlying personal stuff, hey, man.
Yeah.
Hey, look, like, Gadget, I can't get in touch with Donye, Gadget. I'm going to run you with my car. What you want to do, Gadget?
Wait a minute, man.
I don't want no part of you.
He told you he wanted them troubles. You want them troubles?
Well,
somebody get Big Wayne on the phone, man. We got, Gadget. Tell you what, we got a little small block. We run it on nuts. No supercharger, no turbo, no supercharger, no Nike. Straight nuts. On who?
And then?
Huh? Small block.
I said, and then?
Small block. What you gonna do for me?
All right, what's your point?
What you gonna do for me?
Man, I like all my shit soft, not hard, man. Nick, go to the next question.
Well, I mean, if you don't like it hard, don't give me too much. Just give me a little bit. I'm just gonna stick half of it in. I ain't gonna stick the whole thing in. I'm just gonna stick the tip in.
Well, it worked. I can't stand it. I'm gonna keep it real. I'm gonna let y'all have it.
Okay, well we're gonna get in touch with Donye, man. We're gonna get in touch with Donye.
If I see Kimo ass and I feel like I can fuck him up, I know he probably might be a little quicker than me. I'll try his motherfucking ass. Fuck Kimo.
Hey, Gadget, I ain't gonna stand behind Kimo back. I'm gonna stand in his face. Man, drop your lock for me, man. The man can't get down the damn track.
Damn, man. Well, let me tell you, man. Kimo told me he going to wait till after 15th. Then he going to let me know.
No, that's not for his car. That was a little Tony car.
No, that wasn't his car.
Yeah, guys said you don't want no turkey. You ain't going to run no turbo car,
He said he ain't waiting, you came in.
Man, Kimo, you'll come straight off the trailer?
No, I ain't going straight off the trailer.
Well,
hey, get what?
Hey, Gadget, you ain't got the stipple. Hey, Gadget, I'm trying to tell you, Gadget, you ain't got the stipple, man. You can run them, Gadget. Believe me, Gadget, you can run them.
Hey, let him come straight off the trailer. I try. Straight off the trailer.
Gadget, Gadget, you ain't got to run him off the trailer, man. I'm telling you. Believe me, man. You ain't got to run that man off the trailer, man. You can make
you ain't got to do that, Gadget.
You can tell that man he can make 5 shakedowns. Hey, Gadget, if the man gets past 150 feet and 5 shakedowns, I'm going to give you 200.
Hey,
I know, guys, you don't know me, man, but I'm trying to tell you, man. If the man get past 100 feet and 5 shakedowns, you got 200.
They do. Lock in, guys.
Well, I ain't going to try that, but hey, I will lock it up if he comes through off the trailer.
Fuck it, man. Can you find that background noise? Okay, I'll try.
How many times you beat Chemo,
Ben? I beat him once, and the time he beat me, I crashed.
Biz, I beat you once, you beat me. The time you beat me, I crashed, so we won and won. Ask him why he won't go all the way out that back door no more, BT.
Why, Biz?
Because I don't see the light.
you can't beat him out the back door?
Man, please, I beat the hell out of him out the back door. It's just that I don't want him. It's too much stress on my motor.
I thought y'all ran out the back door though.
I ran him. The only time I ran out the back door was with him.
Man, you ran out the back door all your life, being not you talking about you 8 mile race. That's all we do up here at the back door, man.
If I'm clearing everybody. If I'm clearing everybody in the 8 mile, what the hell I got to run out the back door for?
Man, Biz, you ain't clearing nobody like that, Biz. Listen, tell me this question.
Who have I beat this year that I have not cleared?
Biz, let me show you something. Just like when you ran, we're going to keep it 100. When you ran down Yates, if y'all had to win out the back door, he would have blew right by you because he blew by your ass at the eighth, motherfucker. That's why
you don't want to blow by a pro charger car. Are you serious?
Man, he was blowing by your ass at the eighth, bitch.
Are you serious? Jimbo was willing
your ass in down there. So
you should have seen it.
Man,
how can you win somebody in and you get gapped?
Man, you ain't got that, man. He was coming to get your ass. If he wouldn't run out of track, he would run right by your dumb ass.
Oh my God. Chemo, you got anything
to back your story up that they won't beat him out the back door?
That man car lays over out that back door, man. The man had me 5 cars to run. I run right back at it. Run right back past his ass, man.
Maybe because he got out the gag, Chemo.
Thank you, man. Hey, man. The car went in the air.
How'd you run in the sand pit if you out the gag?
Run in the sand pit?
Hey, B. Let me tell you how the race went. I'm going to be 100. He liked what they call embellish. He liked to embellish a lot. Let me tell you what happened. He did not leave on full boost. If he leave on 7 pounds of boost, he may have left on 2 pounds of boost. He didn't leave on 4 pound boost. Hold on, let me see. That might be clogged. Okay, let me see. Did I find it?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Chemo ain't going to be 100. I'm going to be 100. When he left, they had a problem with building boots on the line. When they left, he may have left on 2 pounds of boots. When we left, made me get 5 cars and running on the chump. My car willied in the air, broke the willy bar, and pushed the pin for the parachute up. So he had to pedal the car, get out in and out the gas, bring the car back down. By the time that happened, his car was building boots and went past my car. My driver got back in the gas and tried to run him down. If he was gaining on him, I don't know. I was at the starting line. He tried to pull for the damn parachute. You don't get off the gas and then pull for a parachute. You drive into the parachute. He tried to drive into the parachute, pull, it didn't come. He tried to pull again, it didn't come. Then he got on the brakes. By that time, going over 170, 180 miles an hour, you don't pull when you're supposed to. You got to get off the gas. He didn't. He got off the. He tried to get on the brakes too late. It torpedoed into the sand pit, towed the car.
Biz, you burped the gas. He didn't get all the way out the gas.
Timo, anytime you get out the gas to bring the car down, you lose momentum.
Okay, but I didn't have no momentum. My goddamn truck.
You building boots, man. You building boots, Timo. You building boots.
BT, my goddamn pickup truck can pull off faster than what we took off.
The man got out the gas. You gonna act like he? That man didn't just do it like that, man.
Listen, man, he got out the gas. But Biz, you was five cars out ahead of me, man.
Anytime you get out of Timo, if that's the case, if you saying what you is, let me get five cars ahead of you now. Let me get five cars ahead and then walk me down now. I'll run you in a quarter mile.
BT, me and you don't get along. With all that being said, we one and one out that back door. We might as well go and try it out that back door again, right?
I'm not running out the back door.
Don't break that tie again. Don't break it one and one.
Actually, we could have ran to the 8 mile the last time. I mean, I cut my car for the 8 mile last race we had. I packed the gas on him at the 8 mile. What's the difference? If I had a nitrous car and he had a turbo car, BT, I can see why he's crying about. He got a forced induction car. I got a forced induction car. It don't matter if we go to the 60, the 330, or the quarter, or the 660.
Once again, we one and one. We don't make that break that tie,
man.
Break out the back.
I'm the
right
champ.
I'm the champ.
You make the rules then,
BT. There you go. Now, this is the most rules-making motherfucker I ever seen. As soon as he raced me, he won't meet it. You can't make a pass off the trailer. All right, we did that. Ever since I've been racing the man got a million stipulations on my ass.
Hey, BT, I come to this man home. See, it's always three sides to the story. His side, my side, the truth. I told the man to run off the trailer at his freaking home track. I came to Detroit to run him. My car hadn't went down that track.
Hey, Bill, tell him why you did that.
You know what I'm saying? I told him because my car worked. That's why.
Right,
He knew we put a press
Timo,
Timo, no, I didn't. You're a damn lie.
Yeah, you did.
Hey, man. Timo, you gonna see Timo just like he did in Macon. The man made 7-8 passes. The man is known to make a whole bunch of passes. I don't have no time for that.
I made two passes in Macon, and after I've seen that bitch go out on track, I locked the man ass in.
Hey, man. See, I ain't got to do all that. That's you.
Hey, man.
You need that.
Well, I do. I ain't racing nobody off the trail.
Okay, well, that's cool.
Yep. Well, I'm going to meet you at your own game. I'm ready in 8 mile.
Yeah. You said your car put up for the one, huh?
Oh, man?
Yeah.
Yeah, basically.
So you ain't coming to Brady?
I'm coming to Brady, but not the car.
We won't see the car no more till where? Fat Tuesday?
Yeah, that probably that Saturday.
Okay.
We got anybody hearing up? I closed everybody's mic. Let me open back up. Sleepy, your mic is open. Appreciate it. Are you still on, Lady A? Lady A, you still on? Because I don't want to step on your toes, but I know you be getting going in and out. Lady A.
Look, Lady A might have went out.
Okay. Big Fred, your mic is open. G-Shot, your mic is open. Meatball, your mic is open, Meatball. Danny, your mic is open, Danny.
Okay, thanks, Bill.
Uh-huh. Big Clark. Big Clark, your mic is open.
All right, appreciate it, Bill.
Stunner, hey, man, your mic is open. Your Stunner, your mic is open.
Don't forget Gadget.
Gadget been on.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I need to see if this my, I've got a styling lineup, man, that I'm going to pitch to. It is Three Love, Leroy. Not Leon, not Leroy. Three Love.
Who is this talk? Who is this talk?
It's Kimo.
Kimo?
That's Kimo.
Okay.
So I aim to pitch to these boys down in Lehman or Hattiesburg. It's just Three Love, Leaky Leon, Plum McCabin, and Boost 12. And just in that order, too. Will them boys be down there?
You know Leon and Three Love going to be there. Boost 12 just started traveling, so he may come. And Plum McCabin come every year.
Okay.
Where am I in that little list?
I'm going to say your ass for laugh. You the best.
He ain't, this man ain't crazy. He talk crazy.
Yeah.
Man,
yeah.
You see that?
Yeah, I see
he might was on that. He might was on that little yellow bus with his helmet on, but he got a little sense now.
Okay.
I'm gonna let him get his courage all the way. I'm gonna get him all the way, like he's doing something. I'm gonna get him last, man, cause he gonna go. But I'm gonna knock his whole backyard off over there. Then I'm gonna fuck him clean off.
Plumber Kevin, they just sent me a text. They said Plumber Kevin said he ain't going this year. But you know, it may change when the juice is flowing in February.
Yeah. What Three Love gonna do? I'm gonna fuck him up first down there.
Man, you know what, Kimo? You can't, but you know you and Three Love ain't even in the same damn class.
He got to do something. He got to do something with Three Love.
Yeah, dog. You
know he's gonna say that.
Man, you know what? I'm gonna get Three Love to break out the back door down in Lehman.
Lehman's quarter mile track?
Yes, sir.
They gonna press the whole quarter or just the eighth?
Oh yeah, they do what you want. Yeah, well,
okay.
You know, man.
Okay.
Hey, look here, man. Tell me this: how you winning them hat races? Were they to the eighth or a quarter mile?
Eighth mile.
Okay.
Eighth mile. Hey, and it was big block with F3s. I was racing and putting space. What your country boys taught me was the gap, putting the gap on. Charlie Wilson was playing.
Yeah. I hear you, boy.
Hey, if he in Lehman, I guarantee he won't got me out no motherfucking back door.
I'm not gonna run you out the back door.
Yeah,
my car,
you ain't.
Your horsepower
too short to box with me, boy.
I know I am, Kimo. So all you gotta do is get beside me on that 660. I put that flying Hawaiian back up in there, and I will bet you that I leave first too.
Man, we ain't worried about none of that. And I'm gonna tell you like Tony Wright told the motherfucker out that back door. Church closed, preacher gone. Let the church say amen, motherfucker. You fuck with me out that back door. You can't run with me out that back door.
You right, Kimo. I can't run with you out that back door. So I'm running where I want to. I'm running the
Kimo. Kimo, now he say he can't run you. He say he can't run you now out the back door. So I don't ask him no more now.
Hey, BG, I ain't got no pride. I don't have that. Yeah. I don't have that. Right. I'm going to give them what they want to hear.
I still feel it from my homeboy.
No, you, motherfucker, you.
No. I'm going to raise DJ out the A. But I'm going to let Cold Killer fuck DJ up in the A, too. What do you want to do? You want to lock that in?
What you mean you let him go? What you say? You ain't like you said so with Cold Killer. You talking with Cold Killer? What you saying? You ain't saying nothing.
Hey, man, where's Cold Killer from? Is he from South Carolina or Florida?
I think Cold Killer from Florida.
Because we know he ain't from Detroit. This joker done went all the way to grab somebody in Florida.
Whoa, Biz, you ain't from Alabama.
He spoke up. I didn't tell DJ to speak up. He spoke up on his own.
Kimo.
Yo.
You don't think your chances would be a little bit more better if you try to stun up through the quarter?
Don't scare him, Ross. Me and DJ locked in for that race, baby. There ain't no reason for us to argue.
And we ain't arguing. I ain't arguing.
Hey, man. Talk about that race. That's a race.
Yeah, that's a race. Because I'm betting on the win and I'm betting on the gap. I'm betting on both of those.
I'm a bet that he don't win.
And I'm a bet he win. And I'm a bet he got.
I tell you this. I tell you this. Biz run me out that back door. I gap his ass out that back door.
You
I bet on the win and the gap. You, motherfucker.
Oh, you won that.
I'm
going to
win that 8 miles.
Like Kimo, I told you, now quit picking on Biz. Biz just told you he can't have you at the back door, man. What the hell wrong with you? Don't ask that man to race you no more at the back door. The man say he can't. Now, DJ going to fuck you up. DJ going to fuck you up. He going to blow your ass out.
DJ ain't
going to
do shit, man.
I don't care about the front door or the back door. I'm going to show you a door.
DJ just get on here to talk and laugh, man.
Keep on. You haven't done nothing all year, man. Come on now.
At least I can say I have engaged, I may have got whooped, I was shoot out.
But I'm just saying, Kimo, you ain't done nothing. No. You ain't did no idea.
Kimo nominated for fake ass racer of the year, so he better get there do something for Bradenton for the year. You better do something.
Listen, I'll take that fake ass racer, but I'll tell you one thing. You the fake ass recorder.
I bet you I done did more racing than you, motherfucker.
You mean recording than me?
Yeah, I got more racer than you. I make a DVD every week, motherfucker. What's wrong with you?
Hey,
I'm engaging. You ain't.
You're a professional spectator, just like me, man.
Oh, you got me fucked up. I'm gonna win me an award that means something. Now that fake ass racer award, that ain't gonna excite nobody.
that's an award
that nobody wants. And you gonna end up getting it.
You ain't gonna win no award. Granny Picks winning them.
Oh, Granny Picks ain't gonna win that award this year. Crazy hell. Granny Picks ain't no videographer of the year. Granny Picks are the most maddest person in grudge racing this year. he get the most upset. The most aggravated, the most mad, he, angry award. Yeah, he gets the angry management award this year.
DC, I ain't hear you say none of that when he was on the radio. But we gonna move on.
You see, he would never give me a chance. He wouldn't give me a chance to speak. Cut me off every time I try to talk to him. That's what he do.
Man,
so I let him go ahead.
I'm glad you didn't say that. That was getting out of pocket. I'm glad you didn't say
you
that.
You're right, Bill. I want to ask, was he serious or was he playing? I don't know.
Man, you can't hold gun picks and all that shit he be saying, man.
Hey, you can't never know if somebody's serious by over the phone or texting or, you know, online, but the way he sound, I don't know if he sounds serious to me.
I agree, dude.
No, that's the way he do me. He do that all the time. That's just me and him. I done been to his house, slept on his couch, so I know him. He do me like that all the time. No, he wasn't serious.
Good. Fuck. It's 15 keys come on this bitch. I felt bad for you, man. I ain't gonna need to feel bad for me,
man. Shit, I ain't gonna feel bad for your ass.
It don't sound right. You'll be keep getting along. Hell no, man.
Hell no. I don't want to get along with you, black gorilla bicycle riding motherfuckers.
That's what I'm used to, BT.
You gonna bring that bicycle with you when you come?
I might have a tricycle this time, motherfucker.
Tricycle? Oh, hell yeah.
You gonna bring that motherfucker? I'm buying me a video camera. I'm gonna film you pulling up in that little ass Yugo.
Yeah, Honda, motherfucker.
Honda.
Yeah, Honda Civic.
They say you trying to get every bit of the million miles out that little motherfucker Civic too.
Oh, I'm gonna get it, Kimo. I take care of that little motherfucker. I'm gonna get that. I'm gonna get a million out of that motherfucker. I take care of that motherfucker now. I'll tell you now. I'm going for a million.
Hey man, they say when Highway Patrol see you on the freeway, man, leave him alone. He already having a hard time in that little motherfucker. Leave that here.
Hell no, not in Georgia, they don't. They said, that motherfucker's good. Get him off the road, now.
Hey, they say that's a hazard. You know how when you're in truck driving school, they say be on the lookout for hazard. When you see BT on the side of it, you know that's a hazard. That's something bitch like to let loose any time. Damn, man. Don't nobody want to call me a little Tony Show, huh? We ain't cussing and fussing today.
Oh, I bet you got some listeners. They might not be saying nothing, but I bet you got some listeners.
Where the fuck dog little ugly ass at, man? Little ugly boss, man. Get on here, huh? Dog must be.
You piss him off, Kimo. He's going to hit the one button. Piss him off.
I don't got to do that no more. They already pissed him off. They kicked him out to see the little red rag hood, bitch. So he's no longer the driver. They retired his bitch ass. So they say, motherfucker tell you, you know what? Your service is no longer needed. That's what they told him with little red rag hood. Get your rusty feet having ass out there, motherfucker.
Hey, Kimo.
Yeah.
This is Big Fred. Hey, what was, I missed it the other day when Tony Bynes got on and said he wants to race some cars from, he wants to race five cars out of Grudge Inc.
He was trying to handpick a car he can pick with, man. You know, Tony Bynes ain't gonna race nothing equal to him. He gonna take a stock suspension car running with a back half car. So he just wanted to know what you had over here.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I caught the end of it, and somebody was trying to tell me, but the guy, he didn't know the hell he was talking about. So I said, I'm going to go actually get back on, get on the block, talk and see.
Yeah, BT, talk what he was doing, his hand picking, right? That was your crew do, right?
No, he wasn't hand picking, motherfucker. He meant what he said.
He told them that
the Big Low was a part of Grudge Inc. He said that crew chief was a part of Grudge Inc. He had two cars running and they wanted to lock them cars in. He said, now, if he had more cars running, yeah, he could pick on the rest of them cars. But the ones that he wanted was a little S10 and Moneymaker against Big Low.
He went around Big Low with a back half car.
Big Low beat him in that car.
He went around Ben's stock suspension car. With another back half car. Am I right or wrong?
Are you wrong? He didn't want to run no turbo or no pro charge.
Yeah, he didn't want to run with. I tell you, Beers will shake money maker.
Oh, why you didn't lock him? Shut him up in then, some bitch.
So you say he ain't running no goddamn turbo car with seven up, bitch.
Well, then that was the reason they draw it on you, because you know you gonna race, you fake ass racer.
No. Did you hear what you just said? I just told you he did not want no Porsche induction car for seven up. He want us to run Moneymaker.
Well, like I said, Moneymaker would be in the same class as fucking turbo car. The turbo car run just as fast, so. Why would he try to run a small block?
Man, hey, Big Fred, he wants you to run. I'm stock suspension. What the fuck I look like running a car equal to Mississippi?
Because you run an ET.
Well, the same thing with 7-Up. He ain't running. You run ET, right?
Set up a small block. Nice car.
We small blocks too.
But your turbo.
Small block start suspension. The small block start suspension.
You turbo though. You're not nitrous, Chemo.
Hey,
you just,
listen. Hey, listen. Ain't he using the power adder?
Nitrous.
Power adder. Either way you look at it, it's a power adder. I bet you want. Look at this. Billy Clinton don't give a fuck what power app you got on your car. Sam Vincent don't give a fuck what power app you got on your car. He does right with him.
I tell you another race that will run you. Don't give a fuck about your turbo. And that's King Kong. Don't give a fuck about your turbo.
And it got. Ain't that a
700
cubic motor in that car?
I don't know what it is, but it'll
I'm
run
small
your ass.
Block. I'm small block.
So what's the difference then? What's the difference then? You trying to say there ain't no difference with
King Kong or back half car?
Say what?
King Kong or back half car?
It
ain't stock suspension.
Yeah. Hello.
You ran it then you beat it.
I mean, I'm just trying something.
Well you just try something then.
You know what?
And you scared. You ain't got no heart. I know you ain't got no heart. You scared.
See, Ben was just doing something for his show, man.
You ain't got no heart. You won't try nothing.
Nah,
you afraid
I ain't gonna try nothing. I ain't gonna worry about losing.
I guarantee you bring that motherfucker to Braden, them boy gonna draw on your motherfucking ass.
I ain't gonna be in Braden. I'll be in Hattiesburg and stuff. So I ain't tell you. Yeah, I'm gonna be a bridge. I'm gonna be a bridge. Nah, I ain't gonna be a bridge.
Stop the bridge.
Man, you a fake ass racist, Kimo.
I'm a smart ass racist. I'm a fuck. I look like running back half cars, man, with a stock suspension shot.
So BT, why don't you try me, BT? You want Kimo to go try something crazy? Come on, try me, please.
Who is that? Dre.
That's
Gutty. Come on.
Come on, BT. Come on, try me.
Who is that? Gutty P.
That's Gutty.
Yeah. Come on, BT, you want anybody else to go do some crazy shit? Come on, try me. I make a video so long, man, I'm rusty and every damn thing. No bullshit, I got dust on top of my shit.
Gutty P. Now, you already know.
BT,
you already know what I'm working. You already know what I'm working with. You already know what I'm working with. I tell you what, then, BT. Gutty P.
Yes, sir.
I come to your house, and we use your equipment.
BT, you wouldn't even know how to turn my shit on, truthfully. You wouldn't even know how to turn.
Let's do that.
And BT, hold up. I'll tell you what, bro. We ain't got to cut
I got an idea. Got to figure. You going to Bradenton?
Yes, I'll be in Bradenton.
All right. Well, y'all gonna be there. Both y'all be there all 3 days. Y'all both shoot videos from all 3 days to live. Hey, Stunner. Gutty P say this stupid motherfucker don't even know how to edit the video.
What y'all can do,
y'all do about a 10 or 15 minute clip, post on Grudge Inc., and just let everybody vote. I mean, just like,
man,
like highlights of the weekend.
How about BT?
Oh,
I'm sure. And BT, I got a laptop just as powerful as that desktop. You can use that if you can figure out how to operate it. I do have a laptop just as powerful as my desktop. Oh,
okay.
I built that motherfucker too. BT, oh, I built that one too.
Okay. Okay, that works.
No.
That
works.
Now, BT, how much are you putting on this?
We're going to lock in 300.
300, man. Come on, BT. That's on like $100 a day. I agree with you with your principle before. Last time you were like,
I was gonna do $100 a day for seven days, $700. So why not? $100 a day.
BT, just jump up a little bit. Can we at least do $500?
$300,
come on, let's do that. Let's at least do $500. I'm pretty sure Tony or somebody somebody at a prime time camp, you know what I'm saying, put $300
in the
pocket. Yeah,
Now, wait a minute. Gunny, he's a part of prime time, 901 Bad Boys. Who else you think you're licking over there, BT? I can't name them all. He's a very freaky man. I know somebody that helped him out.
Oh my! Yes, sir.
If you had one, Kimo, I'd be on yours too. You ain't got one. You got a slip.
I tell you what. BT, well, Kimo ain't got no titty for you to suck on, so I don't think you can do that shit. But anyway, BT, I'll take the 300. Who are you going to give your locker money to?
$300.
Who are you going to get a locker money to?
$300.
Yeah, who are you going to get a locker money to?
$300.
Yeah, uh-huh. Who are you going to get a locker money to? I'll try to talk to you, so I'll get my 300 to somebody.
You got your program in there? We're using your program, right?
Yep, you can use mine. All my programs, you know what I'm saying? Yours, mine, but you got on yours is mine too. You just don't really understand that.
Come on,
Daddy.
Come on,
BT. Yeah. How about the next time you log on, I'll be ready so I can take a walk through your computer and see what you're looking at right now. Let me stop talking, Trez. I'm having fun with you. Anyway, let's do that 300, though.
All right.
We can
do
that.
Who you gonna give you 300 to?
Oh hell no. Hell no, you might get on that tricycle and ride out. Still on there?
Me too. You ain't really saying that. I mean, it's real simple. You know, there's a lot of people over in Mississippi you can give it to. You know what I'm saying? I give it to Jay, I give it to DJ, it don't matter. But just, I'm gonna get a full 300. I'd like for you to do the same. I don't wanna be shorted.
All right, Gunny, we're going to lock it up in break.
All right, BT. Okay. All right,
buddy.
Okay, dokie. All right, ladies and gentlemen, can I ask a question? That's something I want to know. Is there anything going on between now and February other than Bradenton?
Yeah, we got a race in Texas, December 1st, Tommy Dog race. And coming back to Big Clock and Gadget Race December 2nd in Canton. And then.
Okay, so then wait, let me get this straight. So December 1st is Texas.
Right.
Atomic Dog. December 2nd is Mississippi. Big Clock and who else?
The what?
You said December 2nd is. Big Clock and Gadget. Okay, and what's followed up after that?
Yeah, it'll be Bradenton after that.
And then we'll be shut down for the month of January up until February.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, first race in February will be Lena, February 9th.
You said Lena. Lena, that's not Hattiesburg, is it?
No, it's he said it's an hour away from Hattiesburg.
It's an hour away. Well, what's the facility like? I heard they did a lot of improvements to that track. You know, they said it's a much better facility than what it used to be. BT, so you
yeah,
get a little bit of info on the track.
Yeah, track's a damn good facility. A lot of parking area, a lot of concessions, a lot of nice bathrooms, you know, quarter-mile, eighth-mile track.
Hey, Donovan, what's
yes,
going
sir?
On, BT? Donovan, it's Big Clock.
What's going on? What's happening, Clark? What's going on?
All right. Do you like Hattiesburg track?
Yeah, I like Hattiesburg track. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, picture this track here 10 times better, bro.
10 times better. Wow. Let me ask you a question. Are they gonna allow on the February 9th race? Are they gonna allow the cars to run off the quarter?
Oh yeah. If you want to go out the back door, we can make that happen. Ain't no problem. It is a quarter mile track. He will perfect it all the way through the quarter if that's what they want to do.
Wow, you got to be kidding me. How many days is that event? Is it a one-day event or is it going to be a weekend or something?
Well, it's going to be a one-day event because, you know, everybody leaving Lena Saturday night and we going out to Hattiesburg, you know, for Fat Tuesday.
Okay, you know what? That sounds good, Clark. You know what I'm saying? I like the way how you said that. The races are supporting both tracks, supporting both events. That's a beautiful thing. You know what I mean? There's not a lot of that craziness going on, I'm assuming. But that's real good. That's real good that, you know, the two tracks don't have a problem.
Oh, man, come on.
That's fantastic. You know, two tracks on the time. That's what I'm saying. The race data isn't too close. I like that.
Man, there it is in here.
But I'll tell you what, February 9th is Lena. So, you know, I am out traveling. You know, I got a nice little clique I done clicked up with that I try to meet out. When I go out or they head out, I try to make sure I'm there. Just came back from about the Windy City again. Just came back this past Monday. I had a ball out there hanging out with Big Drag again. I had a chance to see Leroy, Larry. I met a few other grudge races too. Now I will tell everybody, Chicago ain't playing. I met about 6 new grudge racers coming back to the team. They're not new, but I met about 6 of them turning back to the team. You know what I mean? So I believe that the power may be shifting from out of Georgia to Chicago. What I like to know, you know, what I like to see is, you know, will they travel a little bit more? Like people like Jimbo, Boostrell, will they do a little bit of traveling in the year 2013? Everybody knows the boys down here in the South, they get it in. They'll go wherever as long as it's 2 years. So with that being said, Big Drag, Leroy, Larry, Raylo,
And all the other brothers up there in Chicago, I look forward to seeing y'all in 2013, and I hope y'all travel. Y'all can't be a player in the game if y'all ain't traveling. Somebody in the shower singing, but that being said, I did. If you're still on the line, I think I said what I wanted to say. I found out some new races coming up, and I found out, you know, I think we disseminated the information about what's going on going into 2013. BT, I look forward to seeing you down in Bradenton. As you know, shit, you know, you my favorite. I will shit you off and up.
Maybe so, I can't take those.
All right, Gunny.
With that being said, BT, I'll see you down in Bradenton. Give me a call when you get a chance. You know, it's all in fun and games. There's nothing I would do to hurt anybody else in the grudge game, whether you're a videographer, grudge racer, whoever. So just let it be known it's funny games, but I will lock you in for that 300, and I prefer to do it before we get the bridge.
lock in, right, motherfucker. What you gonna have in the tree or something? Lock in.
Yeah, BT, I'll go to Jay's house tomorrow and get my 300. As long as you get 300 to somebody, I'll be up there tomorrow and get my 300.
Johnny, that man had it in the
bushes,
man. He ain't
going to
lock nothing in, man. That man
had
all right, buddy.
Yeah, I'm you know, like the video game to me, you know, like I said, you know, I'm not going to say I'm bored with it, but my equipment got dust on it. You know what I mean? I got a lot of footage. Everybody knows I don't really make videos too tough anymore. I'm saving my footage. I think that when I get this ball rolling, the grudge racers from Chicago, North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, Mississippi, Alabama, Texas, California, Nevada, Detroit. I think you guys would be well pleased with what I worked on, what I'm going balls to the wall with. You know, I just think you guys would be pleased with the product. You know what I mean? So that's why I hold a lot of footage. I'm not going to, elaborate on it a little bit longer, but I'm here to put grudge racers to the forefront. If there's anything that I can do within my power, within my realm of influence, what you guys do, what we do as a way of life and as a hobby, I'm taking this to the forefront. So you guys just got to be smart enough to capitalize on it. The exposure that I get, the exposure that I'm able to give you, and the exposure that DET is able to give you, Dolomite, Indicut, Boom on Wheels, Speed Tech, and so many other videographers, you guys just got to play a smart game and capitalize off of it, because the internet is that's our media. That's our media until the network comes in and offers you guys something. You know what I mean? So, you know, with that being said, play a smart game. That's the best I can say. Play a smart game. Oh, I will say this. If you'd like to consult with me, you can give me a call, and I'll tell you what I see. And we can work together with Gunny Picks to be forefront, as well as for all the races on the line. If you guys need T-shirts, I do one-color pulls for $6 a shirt. That includes a quality shirt and a one-color print. So anybody needing shirts to represent themselves, $6 a shirt with a one-color pull. You can get the image, or you can get your words on the front and the back. Just $6 a shirt. Any color shirt you want.
Got a pick.
Yes,
got
sir.
A pick. This is Big Clark. Hey, send me one of your examples of your shirt, how you doing it. Because I'm getting ready to get some shirts done. So.
Okay.
You still got my number, right?
Yeah, I have your number.
Right.
As a matter of
Just text me one of your proofs so I can look at it, kind of get my ideas together. I mean, you do the graphics and all, right?
I can't do the graphics and all. But let me ask you a question. If you're looking for the shirts, we can get it done, Clark. It doesn't even matter. We can get it done. Whatever you need, I can definitely get it done. I will say this. If you've seen the Grudge Ink shirts, I make the Grudge Ink shirts. All the Grudge Ink shirts that you've seen so far with the man to the man on the right side, I made all of those. Every single one of them that's out, it came from my shop. I'm expanding with equipment. I'm looking to do bigger and better things. I want the grudge community to give me the support. It takes money to travel. It takes money to do a bunch of things, and this equipment is no joke. A lot of the prints, I'm working on doing some things to get the type of shirts that Mike Hill has. With his car as an actual graphic, I'm working on getting that equipment in now. So I'll be able to make those type of shirts.
That's sort of kind of what I'm looking for, something similar to that.
Okay, well, yeah, we can work that out. Those shirts, I won't lie to you, Clark, those shirts involve a lot. But let's get together after the show, or you know, and we'll talk about it. But that's a super high quality shirt.
All right, well, I'll give you a call.
All right, you call
me after the show.
Got to work.
Big Clark, Clark needs a bed sheet to put on, man.
Don't tell everybody our secret.
Hey, you know what? Hey, Kimo, let me ask you a question. Kimo, who you got your eye on, like, for real, in 2013, going into this new year?
Nobody.
What
did you say, going where?
Kimo's staying out of everybody way.
You're a damn lie. Well, when I got my driver in town, we're going to go down on everybody ass that we think we can beat.
Hey, man.
So that includes DJ Grant.
Yes, sir. That's the number one candidate over in Gunny, maybe you ain't heard, but me and him locked in for we haven't locked no money yet, but Big Clark told us if anybody get in our way, to run their ass clean over at the gate, because me and him scheduled to do our thing for Grudge Inc. at Big Clark show.
And Big Clark, what's your show date again?
That's February 9th, Atlanta, Mississippi.
February 9th, Atlanta, Mississippi is going down. February 9th, Atlanta, Mississippi is going down.
Atlanta, Mississippi.
Big Clark is putting on some impressive shows. I think I missed the last one, Clark. It wasn't
Hello.
In my trust financially, but February 9th, I will be there. I will be there, so, you know. February 9th, what? Give me a rundown. Who else do you have coming to our show on February 9th? Give me a rundown.
As of right now, we got Atomic Dog in the Texas crew coming. We got, the Northern Invaders, as they call them, which is Big Drag, Kimo. We got the Alabama crew, which is DJ Grant, K1. You know, we got the whole Alabama crew. We got all the guys out of New Orleans. I'll be here. You know, it's getting bigger by the day. So. I think G-Shot, I heard him say on the show that he was trying to come or he was asking a question about it. So, you know, what we asking for all the guys' support on this race, man, and we trying to make it a big, big event. Now, we've been talking to a celebrity be on the field, in the house that day. But we waiting to get back, you know, for further details. But we are working on getting a celebrity on the premises that day as well. So we trying to make it fun. And I'm sorry to hear you.
No, so I'm saying, so we'll be able to be entertained double fold. We'll be able to get double entertainment, but and maybe some type of music or something.
Well, no. It won't be music. I can tell you, Gadget and myself, we've been trying to talk to Ashley Force just to do something for the spectators as far as the autograph signing, picture taking, and stuff like that. So, but we have not got a final word on that yet. So,
you know what? That's fantastic. You know what I'm saying? That's fantastic. Because I'm sure a lot of little kids and a lot of people that watch it on TV, I'm pretty sure they would love to see it in person. You know what I mean? A lot of those events we can't even afford to go to. You know what I mean?
Right.
Much less get near them to get an autograph or shake their hand and look at a person, you know, look at them up close. That's real good, Clark. I hope y'all can work that out. I know it's tentative, but man, I'd really be looking forward to see that.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, we trying to do it. It's nothing concrete yet, but we are trying to do that.
Okay. Clark, can I ask you another question?
Come on, man.
Don't you and Drag got some business to handle in 2013?
I'm gonna beat Drag back out.
Well, wait a minute. That's not what Drag told me. Now, I got multiple. I got so much footage on Drag telling me what he's going to do to you, how he's going to fuck you up. You know what I'm saying? It's just, you know. And, but he has no type of power added on his car.
So,
can you let us know what the race consists of? Can you let everybody know what that race between you and Big Drag consists of?
Well, Drag is on horsepower, and he's giving me the back tie. I wreck my car. Yeah.
And you're going to beat the brakes off of him with the back tie?
I'm going to beat the back out of him.
That's all you need is the back tie, Clark.
That's all I need, the back tie.
All right, now, Clark, this is what I'm going to do. You know, I got to say this right here. You know, so the stiff tank won't change. As we get closer to the race date, which the race date is February 9th, right?
That's cool. Well, he hasn't chosen a race date. He said he's trying to be ready because Drag is still putting his car together. So,
that's correct. That's correct.
You know, yeah, I'm waiting on him, but I would love for it to be February 9th.
Okay, well, I did know. I know for a fact he said that when he debuts his car will be debuted in Mississippi. And I don't know if it's going to be, on 9th or over in Hattiesburg. As a matter of fact, one of the tours, we're going to try to get him on to see if he won't be down on for February.
Okay.
Hey, can I ask another question? Are you guys running in the 8th or are you guys going to do the quarter?
Well, whatever the races want to run that day, that's what we're going to do, man. I mean, we don't have any problem at all running the quarter mile down there. I mean, like
Clark, you're going to get beside Big Drag in his element, or it's possible you may get beside Big Drag in his element.
No. I'm not running the quarter. I said if they want to run the quarter, I don't have a problem with them running. But no, I'm not going to run the quarter.
Okay, got you. Okay. I'm sorry. I stand corrected. Okay. So the race with you and Drag will be 8 miles.
That is correct.
And he's giving you the back tire.
Right, that's correct.
And you're going to beat the brakes off his ass.
Beat his back out.
All right, hold on for just a second. Let me see if I can. As a matter of fact, hey, BET, I think I might go in my office tonight. Let me see if I can get Jag on the phone real quick. He might be in the bed, you know, Jag.
Your SMS notification will include your number 4.